right now on VFN TV, the tragedy, the tragic earthquake in Ecuador, and how Samaritan Purse is right there with their first air flight going in to be able to bring supplies and rescue. In addition, we'll be talking about game changers, Jesus culture, and how God is calling us to go into all seven spheres of the culture. And finally, we'll be talking about how school went berserk over a Jesus lunch taking place in a park right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
Chuck Pierce said, he said that the moment the president made that declaration, that America is going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, assassination of John F. Kennedy, you had the riots, we had Vietnam War, we had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind, an unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated: I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time.
If my people, who are called by my name, will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he has always worked through a remnant.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up columns. I'm causing alignment to occur, and I will be sending forth column after column after column until the enemy is pushed out of your sphere.
God said, I've released my spirit, and the Spirit is going to rush to you.
Like, we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are we? Where are you connected at? Where are you rightly related? But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land, and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the Word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. The tragedy that's taken place several places on the earth, but right now we're focusing on Ecuador. Over a 6-point earthquake on the Richter scale, and it's just tragedy taking place. The businesses are closed down, homes are closed down, drinking water. I mean, it's just a tragedy. But understand that Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham, his organization is going there. As a matter of fact, they're having their first flight of their new aircraft going into Ecuador to be able to set up a hospital and so many supplies. Let's take a look now.
Today we're in Greensboro, North Carolina. Behind me is the rebuilt DC-8 airplane. This is the maiden voyage of it for Samaritan's Purse, and we will be going to Guayaquil, Ecuador, responding to an earthquake that happened April the 16th. It was a 7.8 earthquake, and it was the biggest one to hit that part of the world in probably about 40 years. Hundreds of people are dead, thousands of people are dislocated, and hundreds of thousands of people are affected.
If you'll notice on the nose of the airplane, it says, "Helping in Jesus' name." And I want everyone who sees this plane to know that it's coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the hope that that means to people who have lost so much.
It's a great asset, it's a great tool, and right now it's loaded full of our emergency field hospital, the first wave of supplies going in. It's a pretty incredible opportunity that we have right now to deploy this emergency field hospital. Samaritan's Purse has a tremendous history of having medical intervention, having doctors at our disposal, but usually it's been at a much smaller scale.
This is a brand new tool. This is one of the biggest medical responses we've ever done ourselves. If they can get to appropriate medical care, which we can provide tomorrow, they'll live. If they can't, they're going to die. And the places that we're going to are towns of 40 and 50,000 people that have absolutely no hospital. The hospital has fallen down. It's got cracks to the foundation and no one will go in. There's people in the parking lot waiting to be seen, but they have nowhere to go. We're about to board this plane, go off to Ecuador, put this down on the ground, and within 24 hours, relieve suffering, save lives, and spread the name of Christ.
You know, what is in our heart is to get there as soon as we can, get our hospital up, and start doing medical care. This is what we've trained for, this is what we've prepared for, and this is where we're going today.
Ecuadorians have suffered a great loss. They've lost their family, they've lost their livelihoods, they've lost their homes. And so we have an opportunity to bring the hope of Jesus Christ. And we bring that as Samaritan's Purse through medical intervention, and we couldn't do it without all the help of all of our supporters. It's a real privilege to be a part of that.
Now, Father, as this plane goes, we ask that you would bless them, protect them. Father, I pray that within hours we'll be able to start treating people in Jesus' name. Amen. We're responding. We're going to be there. But we need people to pray. We can't do it without prayer. Thank you.
Thank God for Samaritan's Purse, for what they're doing. This is a tragedy. We're having just huge floods coming down and rising up in Houston and coming from the skies. Obviously, the rain. We're having hail the size of softball come down in Dallas. But Ecuador doesn't have the same financial wealth that America has to be able to rush in to be able to provide some needs. They need drinking water. You know, when we went through a time of 5 hurricanes on the Gulf Coast in 1 year, I mean, you think about the bare necessities, and Samaritan's Purse and Operation Blessing are making that possible. And you can see a way to be able to connect with Samaritan's Purse. This is something we can do. Remember, America, the poorest American is richer than 70% of the world's population. We can help. It's as simple as going to Samaritan's Purse. You see on the very front page, it'll talk about Ecuador. You click on that, and whatever you can give, anything, think about it. Every dime that you're giving, it's going to put water and food and a hospital to be able to mend those broken bones, to comfort people in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, let's go right now. This is Samaritan Purse on the ground in Ecuador. Let's take a look.
Hi, my name is Jason Edgerton, and I'm here in Puerto Viejo, Ecuador, with Samaritan's Purse. Many of you have heard of the 7.8 earthquake that hit the country on Saturday, and we're here on the ground trying to respond to some of the needs that are occurring in the wake of that disaster. There are hundreds that have been killed, thousands injured, and probably close to 100,000 people in need of some sort of aid. So we're grateful that we have an opportunity to come here and respond. We're working with a medical response, and we're looking to address water and sanitation needs. We're also helping establish a field hospital at the request of the Ministry of Health in the area of San Vicente. And we're doing assessments in the surrounding areas for what the water, sanitation, and food needs are of the people who've been hit hardest by this earthquake. We want to thank you for your prayers and your support for our team on the ground here working, and more importantly, your prayers for those who've been affected by this earthquake. And we just ask that you continue to be praying for them, that they get the relief and the support that they need.
take a moment and pray, but also give. This is our time. This is the time for the church to be able to bring the light into the world. And we're one body, one Lord, one church under Jesus Christ. And when we support things like Samaritan's Purse, who's putting the energy and the effort in nations of the world, but right now in Ecuador, that's Jesus going to help. And it's just an amazing thing what they're doing. Just go to Samaritan's Purse. Take your time to be able to give. And think about what a simple gift of $100 or a simple gift of $50 to be able to do right now in buying water. Or there's a mother that doesn't have any milk. She doesn't have any milk for her baby. She's not producing any milk. There's no water. There's no food. The stores are down. But Samaritan's Purse is there. That's how you can get that mother the milk that her baby needs and get her the water that she needs. This is time for us to arise, because we're going to see this is what's going on in the world. We talked about it now prophetically for quite some time, and now it's happening. It's happening. You can see the prophetic record of us talking about this at VFNTV.com. But this is the answer. The answer is, and this is what John Paul Jackson said prophetically before he went to go be with the Lord, was, we're going to turn. We're going to turn back to God. And these intensities, these tragedies will increase until we humble ourselves, look up to heaven, and cry out to God. And guess what? When we cry out to the Lord, He's going to hear our cry, and He's going to respond to us. And we just need to cry out on behalf of the Ecuadorians and those that are like the Houstonians and the people in Dallas that are going through great tragedy. But tell them, don't miss the fact that, listen, we're going to have to cry out to God and turn back to God. And our God is totally and completely in control, and He can put a hedge of protection around us that keeps the enemy from doing these type of things, in our earth and life. It's just a tragedy. Go to SamaritansPurse.org and give today. When we get back from this break, I'm going to talk to you about game changers. There's people out there right now that you've been wanting to just like, it ain't working. What's happening right now is just not working. We need to be able to change this game. Well, God is doing that. He's doing that through Jesus Culture. He's doing that through the VFN Dream Center and VFN Kingdom Business. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means stratologeo, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish His purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you, as you move forward in this season of the church, that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV. It's such an honor to be here with you every day.
Yes.
It is such an honor to be able to talk about the Lord, to give you encouraging words about what's taking place, and things like Franklin Graham. We love Franklin. If you haven't read his testimony, it's called Rebel
With a cause.
James Dean years ago, it's just, most people probably don't know who he is, but he wrote Rebel With a Cause, Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah, something like that.
And his testimony is very powerful, and his testimony proves, like ours, that God can use you. As a matter of fact, he uses remember the guy that was being delivered from all that legion?
Yes.
He says, you're going to be my representative in your city.
That's right.
He's like, hey, Jesus, look, you have to understand, I had 1,000 demonic influences in my life. I ran around naked. This is the demon. This is, by the way, if people don't know, this is God, demoniac. that they tried everything in the world to be able to deliver this dude. They didn't know how to do it. They chained him up, which is basically prison in that day. He stripped all of his clothes off. He cut himself, and they just kind of tried to, and he would break the chains that they chained him up in. But when he met Jesus, when he met Jesus, he ran, even though he had all that in his life, there's the part of him that knew God, wanted to run after God and just fell at his feet to worship him. And God delivered him instantly from all the things that the society couldn't deliver him from. But then he says this, now I want you to go back, you know, the place where you ran around naked, that you was cutting yourself and breaking chains around Second Street.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to be able to go there and tell them about me.
Yeah.
And most people go like, is there another place I can go? You have to understand what they think.
Oh.
And this is what God, don't listen to religious folks.
Mm.
That's the greatest testimony of all. The fact that God would save somebody like you, like me, like Pat. I mean, it's just amazing what God will do.
And proof positive, not to give up hope on anyone. You know, so many times you can be discouraged and disheartened because you maybe have a loved one, a family, a child, a spouse that you think, oh my goodness, God, you know, what's going to happen here? But I often find people that have gone through the most roughest parts of those lives, once they get right with God and they know how much God loves them, it changes the trajectory of their life and their ministry and their service to God forever.
Yeah. And Paul said this. He says, the reason why the Lord chose me, talking about Paul, they wrote like half of the New Testament almost.
Yeah,
he said, so that God would show you how merciful he is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was killing the church. I mean, he was going around killing and persecuting the church. But when he met Jesus, like the demoniac, he got set free. And guess what? He just realized I was serving some other perception of God, but this Jesus, he is the Son of God. He began to serve him, and that's what we did. And you can find out our stories at meetmyfather.org. You can see it on your screen right there, but meetmyfather.org kind of tells you how we met Father God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, we're called to be game changers. You hear us talk about it all the time with VFN Kingdom Business, and you're seeing even right now, I'm sure, you know, that, you know, VFN Kingdom Business, you see these banners that we have up, we do these different functions. This is so important. This is so important to be able to understand that God wants us to go into the world and make disciples in the world.
The world. In the
world.
In
the world.
In the
not
world.
In the stucco building or the shopping center building or the living room.
I mean,
we do that too. But the whole thing is that go into your workplace. Go into the education mountain, which you think about it. We got spheres of culture. It breaks down pretty much, you think about like seven spheres.
Mm-hmm.
Some people describe it differently, but this is how it's better for us to understand it. Seven spheres. And you're seeing those spheres right here, you know, business, family, church, which is religion, education, media.
Government.
And let that county commissioner or that city council know about God. Love on them. Pray for them. And all of a sudden, now you have light inside there. Because so often, and this is what they're talking about here, and you can see it. This is Jesus culture, Pastor Banning, right?
Yep.
Talking about, we kind of twisted that historically in religious world, saying that the only way you can change the world is to preach from the pulpit. And you do change things that way. But the reality is, we got tons of preachers.
Mm-hmm.
We got 10,000 teachers. But who is changing the game? Because we are supposed to go into all the world and make disciples of those who believe. Watch this. It's powerful.
I'm here with the founder and director of Jesus Culture, Banning Leibscher.
It's great to be back at the Emerge Equipping Sessions.
Yeah, and we're here to talk about game changers specifically and why we need to raise them up. But before we jump into that, what exactly is a game changer?
Well, Dean, I absolutely love this concept of game changers. I mean, we use this concept a lot at Jesus Culture. You know, a game changer is somebody that just does that, that changes the game. And obviously, you know, what's happened in the world is not a game or things like that. But when we read stories about Esther, Jehu, Jonathan is an armor bearer, Jonah, you just go down the list of people in the New Testament, Old Testament, that God took their lives and put them into a situation and the game changed. So the Israelites are encamped against, you know, the Philistines. It's not looking great. All of a sudden, Jonathan enters into the situation, and the game just changed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the game just changed. So for us, I believe God's raising up a generation that he's sending into cities and nations, and I think the game's about to change in the nations of the earth because of who God is raising up.
And so one of the things that you say at our conferences and during our culture project is that about 3% of the youth or young adults out there are really 3% are called to lead behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
What's your...
Well, this is, when we say game changers, what I believe is this, and for those watching, I believe that everybody's called to change the world. We use this phrase, that I believe 100% of believers are called to change the world. That leadership at its core is influence, and everybody's called to influence. And when the Lord told us to disciple nations, he was not just saying that to a select few handful of people. He was telling that to the body of Christ. So if that's true, if everybody's called to change the world, the reality is that 97% of people won't do it from behind a pulpit. They're not called to. Mm. And when I was growing up in youth group especially, if you were charismatic and had leadership qualities and loved Jesus, it was like automatically you should be a pastor. Well, the reality is most of the people we talk to, they're not supposed to be pastors. And I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, I'm changing the world that way. But most of the people aren't called to change the world that way. They are called to be in culture in a different capacity. So we actually talk about the five. There's, you may have heard different language and things, but for us, there's five spheres of culture. Mm-hmm. It's family and individual, culture and lifestyle, business and economics, government and legal, and then religion and spirituality. And the reason, and the reality is that if we're calling a generation, if we're calling people in the church to change the world, 97% of them will do it not from behind a pulpit, but in education and in business and in politics. They're going to change the world out there. So
as leaders, you're saying that we possibly might need to rethink how we're raising up leaders in our youth groups, in our churches, to really influence.
Absolutely. Listen, this is one of the things that we have a heart for. You have to change the mindset of people. You've got to shift things where, again, we have somehow downplayed the call to lead in business, the call to lead in education, the call to lead in the home, the call to lead on the factory floor, the call to lead in medicine. We've kind of downplayed that somehow, and we don't even say this from the pulpit, but... Well, actually, we do sometimes. I hear pastors all the time that are talking about, like, when I receive my call to ministry, or there's no greater call than the call to ministry. And they're somehow putting the concept that if you're called to be a pastor or a preacher, mm-hmm. it's somehow a greater call than somebody else. But the reality is, mm-hmm. I'm called to preach. I'm called to pastor. That's what I'm called to do. But there are people that are called to be in a boardroom, in a classroom, in an operating room, mm-hmm. and their call is no less than mine. And so we have to shift that a little bit where we begin to speak value, and not just value, but like strategy.
Yeah.
The reality is if 100% of the people we talk to, if they all became preachers, like we're withdrawing from the very culture that we're wanting to impact. We need people in Hollywood. We need people. And again, sometimes we talk national, mm-hmm. like, you know, but the reality is we need nurse practitioners that are leading in their city.
Yes.
We need teachers leading in their city. And we have to make a shift that everybody's called to lead. Listen to me, every single person in the body of Christ is called to lead. Maybe not all at a national level, but all are called to lead locally and influence. And we have to give people permission not just to do it within the church walls, but they can lead outside the church walls.
Yeah, and you often say that, you know, our heart here, especially at Jesus Culture, is to see cities saved and nations transformed. That seems like a huge task.
It does, doesn't it?
But as leaders, where do I practically begin?
Yeah, you know, here's one thing I would tell people is that lots of times we use big language, you know, like we're going to change the world. Well, there's 7 billion people on the face of the planet. Like, mm-hmm. that just feels so overwhelming, or people... You know, we put it into these such huge general terms, but the reality is you're called to lead exactly where you're at. You are part of a team in the earth that's changing the world. You're part of a team in a nation that's changing the world. And your job is to lead with the influence the Lord's given you. If that's in a neighborhood, if that's a group of friends, if that's at a coffee shop, wherever the Lord's given you influence, take responsibility for that and lead there. And if you want to know what the Lord's called you to do, there's a great, in Nehemiah, he comes to rebuild the walls in Jerusalem. And And he gave a strategy. He was kind of giving strategies for how to rebuild the walls. And what? And he told the priests, he told a couple people, but he told the priests, build the wall in front of your house. Literally, he told, Nehemiah tells the priests, okay, we're going to rebuild this wall, a massive undertaking. He said, your job is to walk outside your front door, look at the wall that's broken in front of you, and rebuild that part of it. So sometimes we get so overwhelmed with, like, we're talking about changing the world, I don't even know where to start. You start by looking at what's directly in front of you, what's broken down right in front of you that you have influence over. Go lead there, go rebuild there. Understand that there are people all around the world, but all over the wall, building their parts of the wall, and together we really will see nations transformed.
Right now, we have leaders watching this that are asking themselves, why is this important, and how do we do it?
Yeah, well, again, we've got a lot of different type of leaders that are watching this, whether you're a youth pastor, senior pastor, small group leader, campus leader, Sunday school teacher, whatever it is. You know, it's really, really critical that we shift this in the body of Christ. If we are going to have a 40-year vision to see revival and reformation, to see transformation happen in cities and nations, it means that we have to begin to, at a young age, raise up a generation that really believes, I'm called to lead. Like, I'm called to lead. I'm a leader. And again, they may be a stay-at-home a mom, but she thinks, I'm a leader. I'm called to change the way things are done in my city. And we need to raise a generation up that really believes where the nation go is where the nation and the city goes is dependent on my life.
Wow.
Because the Lord's told me to disciple nations. And so it's really important that we start investing in a younger generation, that they get this down, that they begin to think this. And they begin to dream, to be honest with you, this sounds horrible, it sounds harsh, because I am a pastor and a preacher, but they begin to dream even, not just beyond that, but in different capacities. Mm. Like, we've limited it somehow, like, if you're going to be a revivalist, that means you stand behind a pulpit. And I'm telling people, you can be a revivalist in a boardroom. You can be a revivalist on a playing field. You can be a revivalist on stage. Like, you can be a revivalist in those areas, and we have to start working that in right now into a younger generation. And then making room for it and celebrating it. Like, we've got to celebrate it. We've got to send people. One of the things I would say is this is one of the reasons why we haven't raised up Game Changers is because our churches have become known by how many we gather rather than how many we send. Mm. How many people come to your church is the question we ask. We should be asking, how many people are you sending every week? We gather every week to get together with the body of Christ, to worship, to be fed, to be nourished and encouraged. But ultimately, so we can send you back into the game to see things change. And so we have to shift even how we structure some of that stuff.
So what I hear you saying is just because maybe a kid loves to play the guitar doesn't mean he's necessarily called to be a worship leader.
No.
Or if a young lady has a heart for kids doesn't mean she's called to be a children's pastor.
Yes, yes. And it even sounds sacrilegious even saying that because we have such a value for worship leaders, such a value for preachers.
Definitely.
But the reality is that the majority of the people, if you influence young people at all inside the church walls, the majority, the heavy majority of those people are called to lead outside the church walls. And we need them outside the church walls. Hmm. We don't just want to raise up leaders that are in the church. We want to raise up leaders outside the church.
Raise up leaders outside the church.
Yes. That is so, to our ears, right?
It's so awkward for most folks to hear how many you're sending.
Right.
So many people are disappointed when they go, man, I haven't gathered that many. It's like, how many are you sending?
That's right.
We're going to be held accountable by the Lord for not obeying him. Mm-hmm. If we call ourselves a leader, one of the, maybe a pastor or an evangelist or a teacher, we're not trying to teach to teach. We're trying to teach to launch.
To launch, yeah.
You know, we're not trying to preach to just inspire to come back next Sunday.
Catch and release, right?
Yeah, we want to be able to inspire them to go to another nation as a missionary, to go into their workplace and begin to see their business. You know, it's like, this is my ministry. This is, you know, we've got some things we're going to be sharing with you, some powerful things. But the heart of Nehemiah, we have that available for you right now at VFNTV.com. And you can listen to that. And this is what God is calling us to do. And he said very specifically, and I totally agree with him, that it's not really that overwhelming. Just begin to fix what's in front of you. Begin to love the people that's in front of you. Realize that only based on their statistics, only 3%
are going to end up behind some pulpit or podium mm-hmm. somewhere. Listen, if God's not calling you to do that, don't do it. You know, because, you know, right?
You need to be called.
I mean, ask Tommy Tenney. I'm at Tommy Tenney and God Chasers. He talks about, you know, a particular pastor that just thought that was a big deal to be behind a pulpit, and God was moving, His power was moving, but he felt in his mind this was the right thing to do. So he got to just start talking. So he gets up, gets behind the pulpit, and all of a sudden the power of God hits, throws this pastor back against the wall. The podium gets split in two, and God's moving all over the place. Mm. And it's like, God's presence fixes everything. You need God's presence in the church, obviously, the church family. You need him in your family. You need him in your education. You need him in media, arts and entertainment, business, government. We need the Lord in everything. And at VFNKB.org, VFN Kingdom Business, this is what we're focusing on. Listen to this. In the essentials, unity. In the non-essentials, liberty. And in all things, love. Mm. We can come together. Though we're diverse and though these different, you know, we got Jesus in common. We got to begin to come together. And God, our Father, loves for his sons and daughters to get together in love and begin to do some major things, like take these mountains back for God. It's just an exciting, exciting time. We're excited about Jesus Culture and what they're doing there.
That's so awesome. That's, I guess, one of the things that excites us about even what Franklin Graham's doing with Samaritan's Purse, because it's not just doing it for the sake of doing and providing help. Yeah. But he wanted everyone to know that when this plane comes and we're bringing help, it's in Jesus' name.
That's it.
And that's who we are. We're game changers for the Lord. Yes. We're his ambassadors. We're his eyes, arms, and his mouthpiece. And we get to influence. Instead of being reactionary to what's happening around us, we have the opportunity to change it for God, for the good.
And we're doing it through your help and your partnership in Jesus' name. As a matter of fact, we have a gift for you as for partnering for any amount whatsoever. Is going to bless your heart. Take a look at this. The offer that we have for you is History of Past Moves of God and the Keys to the Present Move of God. It is amazing what took place in a previous gathering at the VFN Dream Center. You have to hear this as we spoke about the history of past moves of God and the key to what had to take place in regards to what happened right before the move of God took place. This is the offer for you this time. It is offer 2005 for your partnership of any amount. It is History of Past Moves of God and the Key to a Present Day Move of God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inform you. It's going to inspire you and help you do what's required to be a part of what God's doing. Your partnership for any amount, it's yours. Become a partner at VFNTV.com. Go into VFNTV.com, click on Partner Now, and follow the prompts. Or you can write to us at VFNTV, 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or you can even call us toll-free at 844-408-3688. Become a partner today.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded with inside of me. I go, whoa. I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking. I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow. Mm.
That was the beginning. One little statement. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, mm-hmm. it'll change your life, because He is the Word.
As a supervisor in the workplace, can I pray with a coworker? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a supervisor in an office, and I was recently told that I cannot express my opinion in any way in matters regarding faith or religion or politics. I was also counseled that I cannot pray with staff members in or out of the office, you know, if they approach me.
Well, the idea that your workplace would be a religious-free zone is just absolutely incorrect. And a Bible study or praying with another employee, as long as it's not disruptive to the workplace, that is really what the biggest issue is. We've got great resources, by the way, available on our website at aclj.org. And I'll tell you what I'll do. You hang on the line here, Kim. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we're going to get you some help on the situation right away.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back. You know, VFN Kingdom business is so important. And we're so excited about being able to express what God has just put in us for so long. It's one thing that we do, and we want to see you successful. We want to see your business do well. We want to see your school do well. We want to see, you know, the government run well. You know, I had the opportunity of spending some time with some government leaders yesterday, and all my heart was is like, you know, how can I pray, you know, for you and help you in Absolutely. This area? This is what the church is supposed to do. I mean, think about how strategic Daniel was, or Joseph was. I mean, here's Daniel in a business environment. He wasn't behind some pulpit somewhere, but he was in a governmental position, connected through doing a good job.
Yeah.
And he had access to, and people saw his fruit. And so when all of a sudden what God wanted to come out of him, people went and got him and brought him to a place to be able to speak truth to power.
What was interesting about Daniel, too, is that he never compromised his relationship with God. Oftentimes people think that, well, in order for me to be successful, then maybe I need to bend a little bit. And you don't. It was what was on his life is God's blessing and his anointing.
Which God totally set that up. So why would you even need to promote that?
And
the moment you start trying to promote yourself is the moment you're creating stumbling blocks for yourself. I was just reading last night, Final Quest. Rick Joyner's book, a powerful vision of what really happens. I mean, if you want to know what Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 looks like.
Get the book.
Yeah, right. And so, but you know, you could be located just like Daniel right there. You're abiding with God. You went to iabide.org. You got your abiding plan. You're talking with God. You're listening to God. And he's imparting things to you. And all of a sudden, you're in a boardroom meeting, or you're like, you know, you're walking in like Daniel, a governmental employee, basically a governor over in territories.
Sure, province.
And then all of a sudden, the leader goes, he's just stuck. He don't know what to do. He brought all of his normal, typical folks in that kind of gives him great visions and plans for different things. And he finally turned to Daniel. And when he turned to Daniel, Daniel didn't say, it's about time you promoted me and recognized me, right?
No.
You must have just found my business card on your desk, right?
I've been here for a while.
Yeah. You just saw my website. It was on my website I put up, right? This is what he said. He said, God has the answers for you. Just like Franklin Graham saying, this is Jesus bringing this stuff in through us. And he said, God is the one that can actually give you this answer. He can interpret this dream. And so, and you can only do that if you actually have a relationship with God and you know how to hear God. And if you abide with him, you're going to get used to it. He'll give you dreams. He'll speak to you. You'll see these things manifest in your life, and you'll understand, wow, God and I are just walking together and these things are happening. You'll just learn how to, like a child learns to talk. In the natural sense that we as spiritual children of God, we learn how to walk spiritually in God. And then all of a sudden you're right there in that entire company, the entire government agency or some sort of educational part of your community shifts because God gave a key word, an interpretation. He gives a dream to that particular superintendent of schools, or that dream to the mayor, or to a sheriff, and they're kind of, you know, what do I do with this?
Right.
Or it could be just a business concept. It's like, you know, what do we need to do? One particular thing that happened, this is what God can do. There's so many businesses out there, and we should thank God for the businesses who stand up, you know, for God and the country and Israel in that order. You know, we have plenty of them, and we thank you. But understand that God has a key ingredient. Just one word from God can just flip your business and take your bottom line from, you know, 4% profit to, you know, just buku profit. So much so that you'll be saying, I don't know if we can handle this anymore. We have businesses that are being so blessed because you're able to, God has insight. He has prophetic insight how to run your business. He has a way for you to be able to know how to really, I wouldn't say deal with, but how to actually impart wisdom into your employees. And he cares about your business. I mean, think about it. Most people spend most of their life at a company or their own company working with other folks.
40 to 60 hours a week. And what we've done for so long is say, you know, the most important thing you could be doing for God
Sunday happens morning, so, 45
2 days, Wednesday and Sunday.
Oh, that's serious stuff.
Yeah. That's serious. But that's the most effective you can do for God.
Right.
But God cares about those 40 to 60 hours that you spend every single day at your workplace, your school, doing the things that you do. And it's amazing that when you spend time with God, you can change your world, your society. Like exactly what Banning was saying. What's the wall right in front of you? And it's awesome. I love what Francis of Assisi said. He said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words.
Right.
And as we're interacting with people and we're showing, you know, what God can do to transform life, I mean, we're just bringing hope and healing and encouragement no matter what segment we find ourselves in.
Well, for years, the religion mountain, the church mountain has been focused on. And you know, we can do church. As a matter of fact, you know, you come out of the church, man, we did church today, right? That was so good.
We did church.
That was so good. We're going to come back next Sunday and we're going to do church again. And even in the midst of doing church, and that's great. We need that encouragement.
Of course.
That we even sing songs like, take the whole world, give me Jesus, right? And what happened was he took us up on the offer.
Yeah.
He took the other six mountains. We're complaining about media. But we're not in media. Well, we are, and our partners are.
That's right.
And our sponsors are, and you can be too.
And look what's happened when we just glanced in the media direction, the church now. We just put a little bit of attention.
Right.
You're seeing some of the most amazing Christian movies that have ever been out in the last decade.
Right.
Better than the last 60, 70 years.
Great news programs.
Absolutely.
Prophetic insight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and also, you know, you have arts and entertainment there. You know, one of the prophetic words that we shared with you talking about get ready to rumble coming off the California coast there was God is bringing a media woman of the dirt.
Heidi Baker
even has several media
collective
art things, and we're doing that with the Arts Mountain ourselves, and we're getting excited about having that and bringing artists together. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you're just frustrated and you can't find a place to be able to lose that gift. You can in the kingdom of God. You know, go to vfnkb.org and get a hold of us, because I'm not an artist, but we're going to bring you together with other artists. And we believe the Lord amongst you, as you begin to just, you know, hear God and build relationship, that out of that's going to come things that have not yet been released on the earth, because God is going to release creative ideas and concepts over that. And it's a doorway image. When you can create art, it just draws you
absolutely.
In. I mean, you can create art that just says something and speaks something. And so, that's what's been going on, where it's like, take the whole world, give me Jesus. And even the business world, we have people that are running for president and people are saying, like, you know, that person's a businessman. We got to go for him. And they're adjusting their expectations because they're saying, basically, I can't find a Christian businessman, or supposedly, I don't know what the concept is, but they're having to negotiate. Well, why isn't there 10,000 businessmen and women that we can choose from?
That's right.
You know, we got to begin to move in and say, you know what? God wants to start a business, and he wants to start it with you. And he doesn't mind getting things to you as long as he can get things through you. This is what he says. I want to bless you to be a blessing.
Yeah.
Now, the concept right now in America is pretty much, I want more stuff, so I just want to be blessed. Well, our poorest person in America is richer than 70% of the 7 billion people on the face of the earth. We got blessed. We have stuff.
And look what some of the most amazing Christian business owners are doing right now. Right now. I mean, Hobby Lobby. Listen, get a go to Hobby Lobby. Get anything. Because these guys are building the very first Bible museum in Washington, D.C. At the tune of $400 million.
Yeah.
This is what you can do when you're operating, you know, a business that's dedicated to God, you know.
And they took a stand for faith, for the First Amendment, and they won it in the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
And this is what, I just think it's time for us to arise to the occasion. I mean, think about embedded reporters, that you have more technology in your cell phone than they had probably on one of the rockets going up to astronauts going up to the moon. And you can use that today. You can walk up to a situation, to somebody who needs to hear a question that nobody's asking. Because you saw interviews before where people were going like, did you just ask this person who wants to be the leader of our country, what's your favorite color? Is that what you just asked them?
Yeah.
How about what do you think about Israel and why? And capture that with your phone and bring that as an embedded reporter for the Lord. And that's your ministry. And all of a sudden, your interview is being broadcasted around the world.
Get it to us.
Yes.
We want to help get it out.
Yes, totally. And there's so many different ways to do this. And one way you can do it is go to vfnkb.org and sign up. So, you know, I want to be a part of that. And VFNKB partners are not our standard partners because we have so many things there built to help you and empower you. But I believe it's a partnership for $25 or more a month. And that takes you into this whole VFN Kingdom
Green
business
room,
area.
Everything. I mean, it's just awesome.
Yeah, it is. And we can do this thing together. There's so many great things that we're going to be able to introduce. But networking, God wants to – but think about it. When you get in a relationship instead of being in competition with your fellow business person
– oh, my goodness.
I mean, everybody does it to the same thing. You know, somebody builds doors and somebody else builds hinges and somebody else builds doorknobs.
Yeah.
When you come together, you have access to your future and the destiny in your community.
The synergy is amazing because we just recognize that business is just the tool, but the greater good that we can do for the kingdom is just phenomenal. It's exponential.
Well, you know, one example of that is one businessman was, he had all these gas stations and he was trying to increase his sales. And so what he did, he put car washes on all the gas station properties that he had. So he's thinking, I'll sell gas and I'll sell car washes and it'll come up. But it didn't come up. But he didn't know what to do because he needed to raise his income. And so God gave a prophetic insight, a word of knowledge to him. And it was simple as this. Give the car wash away for a full tank of gas.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, we would think, I'm already losing. How's that going to work? And he acted on that word of knowledge. And guess what? His sales skyrocketed. I mean, that's what God can do. God can say, put a billboard. You don't need 1,000 billboards. You need a billboard on this road on this day because this man, I'm going to touch his heart or her heart, and they're going to do business with you, and it's going to rock your destiny. I mean, and when you're walking by faith, when you're going out and you're acquiring business for your company, you'll walk out more confidently knowing that God has put favor on you and that hospital or that marketing company, they're going to want to do business with you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be there not just to make money off the encounter, but you're going to be there and say, this person cares about our business. They care about our reputation, and they're looking for a long-time relationship. I mean, it's just a whole different mindset.
Not only that, today, what a big thing that's happening today in the market is value-based marketing, and where people want to spend their dollars with the people that are supporting the values that are important to them. Today, we live in a society where everyone has 10,000 choices of where to eat, where to get their car done, where to get their teeth cleaned.
Why should I do business with you?
Why don't I do business with you?
Yes.
And when they know that you support the things that are important to them, God, family, Israel, blessing of the community, they say, that's where I want to spend my dollars.
Yeah. One of the examples is Gulf Coast Seafood. You know, Jonathan Patty, great godly man and great business. And one of our viewers is watching him as a sponsor on VFN TV. And so he takes his whole company to go have lunch at Gulf Coast Seafood, which is in Pensacola, Florida, off of Nine Mile Road area in Pensacola. And when they showed up, they said they were treated so well. They explained the menu. They helped them out what's going on. He said they were so friendly to us. And he said the food was so good. And all of a sudden what you're seeing is that you do that over and over again, and all of a sudden people say, you know what? I just want to do business with people who care about me.
Yeah.
I want to do business with people who stand up and say, you know, I want the light in my community, and they're the ones keeping the lights on in our community. And that's one thing that we're doing through VFN Kingdom Business. You can go to vfnkb.org. Sign up today. Sign up today. VFNKB Partners, this is not a partnership for any amount because we have a lot of partners for whatever amount whatsoever, but it's $25 or more a month. And that brings you into what we presently have for you, but we have so many things in store for you. And one thing that's coming I'm excited about too is Impact, VFN Kingdom Impact 100.
Oh my goodness.
I am so pumped about that. You know, we're, all we need is time. We have so many things going on, but imagine this. Imagine you want to significantly impact the culture for the kingdom of God, you know? And so you have 100 other believers who want to do the very same thing. And maybe our little bit wouldn't change that much, but what if we unify? What if you take $1,000 for that year and you invest it with 99 other people who invest $1,000 that year? You come together, the 100 of you come together with $100,000. You pray, say, God, how do you want us to impact our culture?
Yeah.
For the kingdom now, which is totally different than a lot of things people do. This is like a kingdom impacting thing. And then you interview people who come to you and they say, this is what we want to do for the God. This is what we want to do for God. This is what we want to do for the kingdom. And you get together and you meet and you make a decision. We're going to give this person $100,000 to impact the kingdom. Or we're going to give these two companies or two ministries or $250,000 you know, for each. I mean, that's what we're going to do. It's so exciting. But you need to come together. Go to vfnkb.org. Partner with us today. It's $25 or more to be able to be a VFN Kingdom business partner. But it's actually to rock the culture for Jesus, right? Game changers.
That's so amazing.
So exciting to be able to see that. I want to pray with you right now. Listen, you've been hearing so many negative things go on about your business, about the economy, about church, about God. But listen, it's for you to believe. It's begin to see in the spirit, not to see in the flesh. The enemy's trying to stir your flesh up, but you can begin to see what we're seeing, and we're seeing good things, great harvest, an awesome things taking place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so we want to pray with you right now and just challenge you to say, you know what? I want to connect. I want to partner. I want to be a part of changing the world, a game changer. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for all that the Samaritan Purse is doing. We pray for those in Ecuador that are under great suffrage, Lord, that their needs would be met, Father God, that people would be rescued that are under any kind of wreckage. God, we pray for finances to come in for Samaritan's Purse. Yes. God, we pray even for kingdom business-minded believers who want to impact their culture with your kingdom, Father God. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, in our culture, in our society, in Jesus' name. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. Don't forget, you can go to vfnkb.org and join us today. In the essentials, unity, in the non-essentials, liberty, and in all things, love. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.